Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for another time that we have to spend in your presence. We pray, oh God, that let the preaching of your word profit us this morning and help us to become better people. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, take your seat for a short time. I'm supposed to use this microphone. Let me see if it works. It works fine. If it doesn't work. All right. Hey, it looks like, anyway. So, okay. Those of you, this seat, come this way. Okay. It looks like people have still not recovered from the Christmas break. Okay, but the Christmas is over. Usually the Christmas is over after 3rd or 4th. In January, it's over. The rest is the continuation of the year. Okay. So if you are home and you are still enjoying Christmas, please tell them that we have resumed church. Okay. We have resumed church. I hear a part in South Africa, when it's Christmas, the church doesn't work. Everybody travels to their hometown. Everybody go somewhere. Okay. So Christmas, you are supposed to go somewhere. Felix, have you gone somewhere? You didn't go anywhere. Mercy. And then give me the other mic. I think it will help me. You didn't go anywhere. Hey, you are supposed to go somewhere. That's what you're supposed to. Okay. So, for a short time, we are going to just have a recap of what our year is. Okay. And it's our year of work. Okay. I was discussing with one of my friends and he said that, look, the work, you know, we've been doing it already. Now that is our year of work, it's going to be serious. Okay. But I think that it is in order because work is very important. Okay. And to most of us, we don't even work or we are not working. Okay. Kayla, I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. For most of us, we don't work. Now, when we say it's our year of work in church, what it actually means is that this year, we are putting this year aside for you to work for God. That's our year of work doesn't mean that stop school and go and look for a job. I'm saying it again. Maybe when Prophet was saying night, and then also when Bishop was explaining it last week Sunday, you are thinking maybe we are saying that stop SHS. And go and look for a job. That's not what we are saying, though. Go to school. Eh? Ima? Go to Agri Memorial. That's your school. Go and learn. Ah? Go to St. Augustine's. The what? The school is at the seaside. The sea by their school. There's a sea and a lake by St. Augustine's. So you people are fishermen. So go and study in your fishery school. Very important. And you to go to Ifantimam. Is it Ifantimam or Ifantipim? Ifantipim. Ifantimam is the girl's school. Uh-huh. So you to go to your school. Very important. Ah, and Kathy is in Wesley Girls. So people go and visit. You don't go and visit her. That's their girl's school. Hey! And you've not been there before. Since you went to this Ifantipim, you've not gone to Wesley Girls. It's just, you are aware. You are learning. Abba, who went there to go and farm? Abba, you said the girl is your beloved. You go and visit. And you think I don't know what is happening? No, let me. I see you, just that I don't see. It doesn't mean I don't see. No, I'm your pastor. I know what is happening. I know all things through Christ who sees me. Why are you behaving as if I don't know what's happening? Let me use my matter to claim my faith. This small information I've given out, I'm sweating already. I know what is happening. You don't make me behave as if I don't know what. I know what's happening. Next week she'll be in church. I spoke to her this morning. She'll be in church. Even you gave me the information that she's no more here. She's
Me, the pastor, I don't know when she was living here too. I don't know. Pastor doesn't know, but he knows. How do you know all this? Huh? Are you not a science student? And you study physics, chemistry, biology, elective maths, and you are studying a girl on top. Hey, you must be very intelligent to do such a work. Hey, you are sweating. Don't sweat. Don't sweat. It's part of the preaching. What am I even saying, crowd? I've come here. That work is a year of work. So clearly, we are saying that by the time the 12th month comes in December, we should be able to point to something to say that I have worked for God. I have done something for God. Okay? And your intention, your ability, okay, or your involvement in working for God has a reward. Anybody you work for, the person pays you. Okay? But people, you don't work. That's why. Harriet, you work. They pay you monthly. Yes, they pay you monthly. I work. They pay me. Pastor Richie, you work. They pay you. All of us who work, they pay us. They pay us. As I'm standing here right now, I'm expecting salary. Well, it's time to be paid. Where I work, I'm usually paid on the 15th. Yeah, so I'm expecting a salary right now. Between today and tomorrow, Fidelity Bank should send me a message that your account has been credited with 1, 2, 3, 4. Four figures. Do you understand? Four. And usually the first figure is in the second, if you divide the numerals into 10, it's in the second one. They should be able to pay me for working. Shelly, they don't pay you because you don't work for anybody. You rather pay somebody because the person works and you pay. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. So when you work for God, this is what I'm explaining. And let me even say this one before I start that. You are not too young to work for God. Okay? Why, church? You are not too young. There is nobody here who is too young. Can you plate? Can you wash plate? You wash plate, then you can work for God. Anybody who does house chores, okay, not too young, Mikel Ananaya Jackson, it is not type of hairstyle is this? It's locks. What do you mean is locks? You pay. When you enter, do you pay? How much? 350. This your hairstyle is 350 Ghana cedis. And how much is your school fees? 3,500 and 22 cities. Asempani. Locks. This is called locks. Boy, my daughter will not do this thing. No, my daughter will not do. My daughter should do Sakura. Hey, so there are boys who like this hairstyle. As the hair is growing, it can longer. She'll be doing what? Attachment. Hey, women, Monday, you suffer. Oh. But I know that God is with you. But you suffer. Is that, you just cut your hair, you are free. You sit down, they do something nice, 15 cedis, and you are okay. 3,500. How do you pay? Is that how much? 350 cedis. How do you pay 350 cedis? If I get 350, I can use to barber my hair for the whole year. You just give the barber 200 cedis. Every month, you go, he makes you fine, you come back. What is all this? Hey, Michaela. Hey, and those of you who have daughters, dear, you are suffering, though. Amen. So I'm explaining diligently to us that this year, we should be able... You have sugar yourself. You see, this year, when you are coming to church, come in jeans. All right? Come in working gear. Like, you are coming to work. What? The way you are dressed, like somebody who is going for engagement. No, this is an engagement dressing. Yeah, big man. You see, these people who follow the groom. Getting. The people who follow the groom, no. The groomsmen. This is it. Funny, you have dressed more than the man getting married. But this year is changing. This year, as you are coming, look, go to La Paz night market and buy jeans. 20 Ghana, bring it here. Night market, when you go in the night, usually the prices are lower. around 9:10, pa, you know a certain woman near Franco Trading Enterprise, that corner. Las Palmas, go there, show him. And go there and get t-shirt, get jeans, and come here. I don't know who wear this one. Today, when I saw him, I felt that it was a new pastor who was transferred here, who is coming to take over the Safe Church. I was happy when I saw him. Okay, so it's our year of working. Why church? It's a year. You see now that all the SA Church people have left. You see us. This is how they've gone. We have more than 11 to 12 people leaving. They've all gone. And of it today, people too haven't come to church. So this is where we are. So this should clearly tell us that we must be up our game and work. Okay? We must work. Because working is part of life. Let's look at a scripture in Genesis quickly. Am I getting that scripture right? Genesis chapter 2. Let me even start from Genesis 2 verse 1. It says that, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. I don't know what it means, but let me read verse 2. Verse 2 helping. He said, on the seventh day, God ended his work. On the seventh day. Where are you going? You are looking for a place to charge your phone. Fire burn you in a professional way. And where is Achu? He's not been feeling well since last week. Why? What sickness is that? It's a chronic disease. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, okay, which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Now, this simple scripture, if you comprehension, it tells us that God works. God, the one who created the earth, he worked. I don't know why you don't want to work. Do you understand? Bible said that and on the seventh day, God ended his work. It means that God had been working for the past 6 days. He was working. On, if you study the story of creation, that one they explained to you in RME class 5, chapter 1, uniqueness of man, chapter 2, creation. I still remember my class 5 RME note. If you like, go and open it. Chapter uniqueness of man. That I use in primary was Bedouin Cancer. Bedouin Cancer. He wrote that book, RMB, class 5. Uniqueness of man. Then chapter 2, creation. Then he was explaining on the first day. He took it from the Bible. On the first day, second day, third day. And the last thing God created was man. And Bible says, when God saw that it was good, okay, when God saw that everything he has created, it was good. And on the seventh day, God rested. It means that you have to work for a very long time before you rest. God was working for 6 days and he rested 7 days. But most of you, you like resting. You rest more than you work. You are not feeling sleepy cry. You are going to lie on the bed. If you do that, you are a lazy person. I'm telling you, if you do that, you are a very lazy person. Anybody, look, when you lie down on your bed in 5 minutes time, you are not gone. Wake up and go and do something. Wake up. But some of you, you be like, some of you can sleep, and when you wake up, you are tired. Like you are oversleep. Why will you do that? Those of you are on vacation, that's what you do. Last week, somebody came to visit. If I mention her name, you know her. I won't mention her name. She came to visit me. Then she went home. The following morning, I was calling to thank her for visiting me. Ah,
I called. She was not picking. I started even calling from 6 o'clock, 6 a.m. She would be 7. She was not 8. She picked the call at 9 to 10. Even that, she was from bed. She said, yesterday she didn't sleep early. A girl, you wake up at 10 o'clock. You are not a wife material. No. 10 o'clock is not a good time to wake up. Okay. So, our year of work, this year, everybody is a worker. Everybody. Felicia, all of us are going to work. Anita, we are all going to work this year. Pa, everybody is going to work. Everybody. Felix, why are you not in school? Or you're on vacation? You are leaving tomorrow. Where? Joje. Eh? Bato? Go to school. If you have to go to school, go. If you have to go to school. Don't say we declare the year as our year of work. So you are stopping school. You are going to do tilapia business. Fire will burn you. Now, what work must we work? In John chapter 9 verse 4, Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me. Listen, somebody has sent you here. This earth that you have come, we didn't bring you here to become an engineer. God did not create you to become a medical doctor. But you say you want to be a pilot. Or you want to be what? What do you want to become? God, they say your school, see at your school. If we don't look for a good profession for you, you will become a fisherman. What do you want to become? Pilot. Which pilot? You go to U.S. Army. So you are living now to U.S. Army. That's your mind. As we are all here, we are all serving God. You want to leave us in this economy and go to U.S. And even in the U.S., you want to go and join the army. Henry, this is the mind you have. Like how? This is the mind you have. No problem. May God grant you your wish. And I mean, they'll call bad there, two no, kwa. And you'll be jiju kakrabe shu tunu. Hey, because Akuma, they only be kra. So if you come back and Eugene misbehave, no, you shake him, you shoot him. Hey, that thing, you have not gone, you have started shooting people already. And they'll call bad there, say, whoa. And then me preaching now, pay. Pastor dies. Hey, pa, I didn't feel ready. I must work the works of him that sent me. God has actually created you and brought you here on this earth. And God has given you a work to do. Obviously, that work God has given you is not for you to become a medical doctor. Listen, that medical doctor, engineer, accountant, and all those things we do is that we will get something to eat. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's so that kakra yebe dinti. That is why we do that. But the real reason God has created you is to come and do a certain work. I'm sure next week I'll go into that. I must work the works of him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. Now, you can in MTN and be working for Tigo, Airtel Tigo. No, it's not like that. When you are in MTN, you will do the works of MTN. You wear MTN. Sometimes they even insist that, well, I don't know anybody who works at MTN, but I'm not sure you can work in MTN and be using Airtel Tigo. Does it happen? No, they don't even allow. At least, even if you use Airtel to go cram ponu, you must have MTN. This thing. Same, yes. Do you understand? It's like you work at Fidelity Bank, but you have account with Fidelity Bank. You have account at, don't let the devil use you. You have an account at Echo Bank. We are not saying don't have account at Echo Bank, but you must also have account at Fidelity Bank. Pay you. They'll pay you to the bank.
You work at Fidelity Bank, but you have been wearing EcoBank people t-shirt to come to work at Fidelity. Even when you get to the gate, the security man, he will not allow you inside. We don't do that here. I must work the works of him that sent me, the works of the person that sent you. The one who sent you, it is the person's work you must do. I'm not explaining the thing well. I'm trying hard to explain the thing well. I'm not a good preacher. It's Pastor Richie who preaches well, but I'm just trying to. There is somebody who has sent you. One day, we went for a camp meeting. Then I saw a certain guy moving around at Mampong. Moving. And I called him. He was wearing a certain t-shirt. Annette, are you sure it's not your microphone? He was wearing a certain t-shirt. And I called him. I said, come here. I don't even know who the guy was. I said, why are you wearing t-shirt? This t-shirt. The t-shirt, do you know what they wrote on the t-shirt? Alomo Bites. Or the Abba camp. Asore camp. I said, why are you wearing this t-shirt? He said, the mother runs beer by. They bought the thing. The t-shirt was inside. And he wore it here. I said, you should go and remove it and get another shirt and wear. Yeah. I must work the works of him. The works of him. The works of him. Shelly, look, right now, it's okay. You have chopped your queenship too much. Somo oba oya. Bonko ba na pano. Oti lobobo. Oko back. O chondrami. Ote shian. 2024. Afele nakai. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? 2024, we are not going that way. You can't come with clothes, no. You have taken your bag. So you are going to go and pound fufu at home. You put your house, you don't eat fufu. Who pound? And they use the one that the machine. Your mother pound. Your mother will pound the fufu, then you eat. At your age, you are not shy to even tell me this information. Fire burn you in a professional manner. The works of him that sent you. That is the work we are. And I'm saying that next week, God willing, I'm going to explain the work for you. That work. Bishop was trying to explain to us what work. Let me look into my dictionary. Look at what a work. What is a work? It's an exertion or effort directed to produce or accomplish something. So when we are working, we are expecting result. Everywhere, anybody who works, there's an expectation. Before your boss will pay you, you must bring result. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Before your boss will pay you, you must produce result. If there's no result, they can't pay you. A work is, let me look at another one. All my definitions are far from here. What is a work? What is a work? A work, a work, a work. Oh, what is needlework I'm getting here? It is. Oh. A lot of definition here, but what I'm looking for, I'm not getting what I'm looking for. The work. Click and go to synonyms. So it's an assignment. Okay. A work is an assignment, it's performance. A work is stress. A work is supposed to be stressful, it's true. It's an activity. It's an art. It's a calling. An activity. This year, there will be a lot of activities here. A lot of activities. We'll be doing activities. Okay? When there is no activity, the work is not going on. Yeah. And even if you take normally work, there are two types of workers. There are those who use their energy. Those who use their physical body to work. Then those who use their brain to work. Usually, those who use their brain, they are paid more. than those who use. Because the man is digging kwonkwo from here to that side. When he finished, they give him 60 Ghana per day. Then there's another one. If you go to the Ecobank, he's sitting down there. Then he said, in coffee. Then they give him coffee. He's reading newspaper. Anytime I go to bank, one of the people I visit are the branch managers. They sit in some cage, some small room. They are reading graphic. But those people are paid. They are paid more than the people who are doing teller one empty, teller two empty. Those teller one empty, teller two empty, they work. Another person who works in the bank, the guy who opens the door. But if he open the bank door, you pass, he salutes. When Corona came, a certain guy did something, and that's why I don't go to bank again. I use the bank app. Hey, when I got them, I think they were supposed to check some temperature or something. Thermometer gun. Point as if it's come to shoot me. Then they show me the temperature. Now, I'm saying, what does it mean? I was not about cherry me, Jumaon. I'm saying, yes, sir. The temperature you are showing me. Eh? What does it mean? I say, bruh. And you're not even about how? And you're not even about how? What? Corusa. You wash your hand. And then he will pour sanitizer into your hand. They will check your temperature before you enter the banking hall. I say, hey, the man was angry. Cry. So why am I asking him to explain my temperature? Say, am I the one who employed him? I'm saying, I'm not the one who employed. But the way you are pointing the thing at me as if I'm some thief. And I think when the corona came, those believed they were medical doctors. They check, they say, wash your hand. They wash your hand properly. Let me say, hey, Kono, no. Meanwhile, at the end of the month, 350 Ghana. Yeah. Corona time, these scripty men, they were medical doctors. Why we just see how you wash your hand right now? And if you say you are not entering the banking hall, you are not entering. Or none of them can say, go inside. Share. So, if you are able to use your mind, that's why going to school is very important. Go to school. When you go to school, you use less of your strength. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Otherwise, you fry plantain at the roadside like that. The whole day, when you count the money, 62 cedis, 40 pesos. You remove all your money. You remove that the same money. You remove this thing money. You remove the knock out 4 cedis. Knock out 4 cedis, 20 pesos. That 4 cedis, your son will come and steal 23 cedis from his side. Ukoyana say, oh, bye. Use your mind. When they say go to say, that's why we sent you to Agri Memoria. That's why we said, what course are you doing in that school? General what? Science. Uh-huh. Science is good. You two are doing science. What's Agri science or general science? Uh-huh. Physics, chemistry, biology, elective maths. You don't do biology. Elective what? Elective ICT. They support the school. They study. You don't do biology. Science student don't do biology. Why you do biology? Geography. They support the school for you people. Hallelujah. Yeah. So work is very important. Go to the school. When we are trying to work and find out how we can make this our church grow, we need people who can bring their mind, the brain here. We need brain. Yeah. Anything you see working, there is a brain behind. The brain must work. You must not become somebody who has mash kenke and rotten milk. The brain must work. Your brain, ability to cause your brain to work, okay, will cause you to be paid more. It's when you go to a workplace, everybody wears the bag, everybody doesn't collect the same salary. No. They pay all of us differently. At my workplace, there's a guy who cleans my office. When the guy is cleaning the office, I don't like it. Like, why would I
ask somebody almost my age to come and sweep. My office is it's not who has been to my office cry before. Annette, have I sent it to my office before? My office is not big. From here to here, long one like this. It's not a big place. And a bra will come and sweep the place and mob. So at the point when he comes, I said, no, don't. Then one day he told me that they are paying me to do it. He told me, said, I'm being paid to. If you don't allow me to do it, it means I'm not working. He said, allow me. So I told him, I don't want to see you doing this. So, Sebeya, come earlier, come and do it before I come. Because anytime I see you doing it, I feel bad. I feel bad. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah, so as we are sending you to school, you are supposed to learn. This week, on our class page, secondary school class page, and then they said that you will post your picture, and then you say the work you do, and your current location. Na bra be the posting the picture. Na sa bra no, when I was in secondary school, he was not my classmate. My classmate. Which one is the classmate? It's my year mate, but it's not my classmate. He was doing a different course. I was also, but we're in the same house. Na chama be posting the picture. Fe. Obe chura baba. Oye baba. Professional baba. Ena, aside baba no, oye professional MC. Let me see. Hey, Abraham Obey, no. And on the same page, people were posting something, doctor, something. Somebody posted he works with the military. Somebody posted he works with GRA. Somebody, and I said, wait, who's Uba Hano? Who call you? And you have become a baba, a professional baba. When we say go to school, you don't want to go. Yeah. So the way you work will determine how you will be paid. I must work the works of him that sent me. Listen, when you work the works of God, he will pay you. No, he will ask of God, he will pay you. He will pay you. Payment, dear, he will pay you. Why are they shouting? JH, I don't know what's wrong with them. When they are preaching, they shout more than the one preaching. I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is there. Let me share something small with you. How to. Our church, everything is how to. How to enjoy your work. How to enjoy your work. That is the title of my preaching. Number one, be happy and joyful at work. Everybody say, be happy. Be happy. Let's say, as you are working for God, be happy. Be a happy person. Let's say, any job that doesn't give you happiness, don't do it. Any job that it doesn't bring you happiness, don't do it. That's why when you are choosing your life's work, we tell you that don't choose what they say do. Do what you want to do. Shall I say it again? If you are not happy being a doctor and they force you to become a doctor, you will not be happy. People will see that from afar. They may see that you are successful. But deep down within you, you are not. That's why if you are sitting down here up to now and you don't know what you want to become in future, you have missed it. That is why from a very early age, they do career day so that you know what you want to become. Now let me tell you the secret. The people who love what they do, they don't go to strike. This strike. Like, they are the people they refer to as, they like the work more than the pay. Yeah. Like the work I do, if they don't pay me, I'm okay. No, I like the work. People are sitting there, I'm talking. I like it. I don't go for strike. Even where I work, we don't go for strike. Have you heard that Ghana Armed Forces have gone for strike before? Ghana Armed Forces doesn't go for strike. Police, they don't go to strike. Fire service, they don't do strike. Immigration, they don't do strike. It's teachers. You tag. University teachers, something. They are the people who go for this thing. But most of them, they don't.
adichire. Look. So you see that the like a human thing. Another people you hear they go for strike and nurses. Finish me uniform. Tiense. Se kan so no. Enkwe juma enkwe nurses have gone on strike. This year is an election year. Plenty strike. As I'm speaking, UTAC is planning to strike. UTAC is planning to strike. They say some allowance be that the people said they will give them. They've not given them anything. School, no, they will do again. And this year, because it's an election year, anybody who strikes, they will give you something. And if they don't give you, we won't vote. So this year, everybody, you'll be there. No, they will say that some people are not working again. Yeah. Enjoy the work you do. I want you to enjoy the church. Enjoy working for God. This is what I want you to do. Enjoy. Anita, enjoy calling people to church. Enjoy singing in the choir. Enjoy it. When you enjoy it, whether God pays you or God doesn't pay you, you are excited doing it. Yeah. Enna, yeah, sorry, no. Nyakupon kra, he has not paid us. No. Since I started working, I've never gone on strike. Yeah, I'm on vacation. Even kra me who tete me say they should resume so that I will go to work. I mean, I'm going to look at human beings and talk to them. Because I will resume in February. Just eat, sleep. February before I'll go to work. Even that one. So this is somebody who is not in hurry to go and strike. But the people who want to strike, you know, they are going every day. They are going every day. Enjoy. Be happy. What's the point? Be happy. Enjoyful. When you come to church, be happy. Be happy here. As you are playing the drums, be happy. Yima, as you are doing sound, be happily do it. Sometimes when you see choristers singing with a frown face, as if say, like, I don't know. Be happy with what you are doing. Let me tell you, anything you are doing, you are not happy. Stop it. So when you grow, some boys will come here that they love you. Now, this is your relationship that you are inside. Relationship, something or not, the boy will. This is the relationship you want to be inside. Do you understand? And then, let me tell you, and then where you are not happy, go. Don't live there. You are at a place you are not happy. This year, if you're in the choir, you are not happy in the choir, go and join Dancing Stars. Go and join Dancing Stars. Don't let anybody sit on your happiness. Let me read the scripture. Ecclesiastes 8, verse 15. Then I commended myth because a man had no better thing under the sun than to eat and drink and to make merry, for that shall abide with him of his labor all the days of his life, which God had given him under the sun, to eat, to drink, and to make merry. Be happy. Because you see, the work you are doing is for life. Eat, drink, make merry. That's why a woman, we should do party. This year, as we are doing the work, we'll be doing party on top. And eat and be happy. Are you still here? Yeah. Next one, number two. Remember that people are envious of hardworking people. People are envious of hardworking people. Somebody driving the car. Somebody says that it's Sakawa. Yeah. Are insulting people. You see, and most usually it's poor people who talk that way. It's poor people who talk that way. Prophet said that the world has about 6 billion selfish, greedy, and lazy people. When the hardworking comes along, he tills the ground, prospers, creates wealth. Unfortunately, his wealth and success only stir up jealousy of his brothers. Yeah. People are jealous of people who work. People are jealous. If you work in the government sector, they're talking about government sector. I know if I join seriously. And I buy juma up body. In a buy juma na waba and tem say. I dear best at 9. Who the make us 7 who be drew a den. Go pray crowd or the den. That's how they talk. People are envious. You remember the story of Cain and Abel? Yeah. Was it Cain who was envious of Abel? By when you Sunday school, they lied to you. They told you that they said they should bring some offering in. No, the other one was not happy. He was not happy. God didn't tell them that they should come and do any offering, though. Do you get it? Yeah. Bible said that Abel was a tiller of. It was Cain. Cain tilled the ground, and Abel was in charge of farm animals. And you are come to do sacrifice. And Bible say that the life is in the blood. So the amanda and things to come and do. If you read the Bible, Bible didn't say rotten. So the must say Bible, no. Bible didn't say he brought rotten things. Let's look for that scripture and read it. Let's see. I'm not sure Bible said he brought rotten things. The Sunday school people went to, they lied to you people. A lot of the stories. I'm coming. Let me look for that scripture. Cain and Abel issue. It's in Genesis. Genesis chapter 4. Okay, so let's verse 1. Is that now? Okay, so let me read from NLT. NLT, you understand it very well. He said, and now Adam slept with his wife, Eve, and she became pregnant. And when the time came, she gave birth to Cain and said, with Lord's help, I have brought forth a man. Later, she gave birth to a second son and named Abel. When they grew up, Abel became a shepherd and Cain was a farmer. At harvest time, Cain brought to the Lord a gift of his farm produce. Do you understand? God didn't say they should bring anything. This is what the Bible is saying. What is King James saying? This is NLT. King James said that in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. While Abel brought several choice of lamb from the best of his flock. So Bible said this one brought the best of his. Bible didn't say Cain brought rotten cassava and vegetables and tomatoes. Yeah, Sunday school for muchan trokrado. Don't preach the right thing to the children. And all of you, when you were growing up, you had rotten cabbage. And since then, you have not read your Bible. We've have you seen. So one day when you also become a pastor and you are preaching, you tell them that they brought rotten cabbage. Today, that is off your mind in Jesus' name. While Abel brought several choice lambs from the best of his flock, and the Lord accepted Abel and his offering, but he did not accept Cain and his offering. This made Cain very angry and dejected. That's it. They told people that when they were doing the sacrifice, Cain, the smoke was going around him. He didn't, and Abel's smoke went up straight to the Lord. Hey, who taught you all these things? Sunday school, Moshe Muhuyeo. Those in K church and I, they should think the children well. People are jealous of people. People are jealous of hardworking people. When you go to school, you do well. Say, the teacher is your friend. That's why you have passed the exams. Hardworking. Meanwhile, people don't sleep in the night. Yeah. When I was in school, I was taught a poem. He said that the height that great men reached and kept, weren't attained by a sudden flight. But they, while their companions slept, kept on toiling upwards in the night. It was a poem I was taught. Long time. But even before I was taught this poem, a certain teacher came and taught us another poem about frogs. 20 froggies went to school, down beside a rushy pool. 20 little coats of grey, 20 vessels tinkling. Master Bullfrog grave and stand. Call the classes. The whole poem is about 20 frogs that went to school. If you are in the school, they are teaching you poems about 20 frogs that went to school. How will you do well? If 20 frogs have gone to school, how does it impact your life? 20 frogs. Who saw the 20 frogs going to school and wrote a poem about it? But another sensible teacher came and he taught us that the height that great men reach and kept, great men, the height that they reach and kept, weren't attained by a sudden flight. They didn't fly to be there. But they, while their companions slept, all the time when people sleep, people are doing well, people are working. Last week, Bishop told us that the world is run by tired people. Must be tired. While their companions slept, they kept on toiling upwards in the night. You sleep too early. No, you sleep too early. You watch movie. You, before you sleep, you watch movie two. One is 2 hours, 30 seconds. And another one, 1 hour, 53 minutes, 5 seconds. You watch. And you want to do well? Yeah. You just like the way you are looking at me. I like the way you are looking at me. Because when I ask, I'm preaching, I can see that when I saw that the thing is coming to your direction. Yeah, you watch movies a lot. You are wondering what your mother told me. That didn't tell me anything. Your mother, this year, I've not even spoken with her. Amen. Oh, I said amen. Yeah. People are envious. Listen, as you work for God, as you diligently work for God, you see that God will bless you. I'm saying God will bless you. Yeah. So Friday, I was with one Episcopal sister, and we're talking, and she said, she's a lawyer. So she said, a lot of lawyers have not built a single room because they don't have money. Yeah. God, when we say God will bless you, we really mean God will bless you. Try it. No man, next one. Be content as you work for God. Be what? Be content. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 6 says, better is a hand full with quietness than both hands full with travail and vexation of spirit. Be content. Be content. Be happy. Be content. Be content as you work for God. If the work is for God, Annette, be happy. Happily do it. This is called, sometimes people can say, as you are doing the thing, you are making the pastor great. Great, man. As you are sitting down here, Nami, great, man, am I? If you bring people to church, it's great. Why? Is it my blood they used to save them? Is it my blood? It's not my blood. Be content. 1 Timothy chapter, is this 2 Timothy? 2 Timothy or 1 Timothy 6? It says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Godliness with contentment. Learn to be content. As you are working for them, this is the, let me tell you, all of us, we are working. But it depends who you are working. All of us, we are working. All of you. Even though you go to school on Sunday, you still work for somebody. Even though you go to school, you are still working for somebody. Yeah. Some of you are working for worldly musicians. Because the TikTok videos that you post, you are promoting them. Yeah. Or you don't understand what I'm preaching? Yeah. The TikTok videos. The things that you post. Be content. Be content as you work for God. Listen, God is one person that...
one of my friends in US. Then we're talking about work. Yeah. Then he asked that, how much are you paid? Then I mentioned the amount. Then he did some calculation. They said, oh, it's a little over $500. I said, yeah. He said, oh, America, $500 is like 2-3 hours. Do you understand? So $500 now, we see a child called Ghana, who is a big man. 2-3 hours in America, they'll pay you that amount. And now it's here. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? 2-3 hours. This one, you collect it at the end of. You see, if they melt 500 CDs in Ghana here, it's money. Yeah. But he said that place, that your $500, that the a little over 500 said there, and that 500 or 500, whatever confused thing you are mentioning. When they do something, let's see, 3 hours of pay here. Then he said about the underpaying you. I said, it depends on also who you are for. But there's no way you work for God, God will underpay you. Yeah. Recently, I heard a story here. I was shocked. A certain company that they are working here in Ghana. The company is in US. They are working here in Ghana. And I hear that when they bring the money that they should pay the people in Ghana, the Ghanaian bosses, do you understand? The company is America company. It has come here and Ghanaians are working here. And when they bring the money to the boss, he also the supervisor here to work, to pay the people. The supervisor will tell the Brony that the money is too much. And too much. They shouldn't pay a Ghanaian like that. Then when they go for workshop, everybody, hey, Ghana man, the way we are black, and that's how the mind is also black. When they go for workshop, that everybody is supposed to be in the hotel room, you know, Ghana man, he will pay them. Hey, mommy, you know, better room back. Then at the end of this thing, oh dear, at the end of the day, you know, Ghana man or this Kano, you send the rest of the money. The amount you say, Sisana, I can even me. And so person here who say he's saving the company money. So at the when you do that, then the brother say, ah, and Ghana people, it seems you people don't know how to expend. Omujaisa allowance. They stop giving them. But you see Nigeria, say can you draw one asa? I draw one. Say they know what to do with the money. Ghana man, he will tell the manager that say you better leave $500 or $1,000. $1,000 is too much. Your man of $2,000. Your man of $2,000 to look plenty in her eyes. Say man, do you know thousand? $1,000 times 12. That is 12,000. 12,000. That 12,000 they've given you 2,000. And they've given the 10,000 to Brony. So if I say, Ghana. As I speak to you, that company in Ghana, it has collapsed. This is why you're who Kunti, boys, who boss, who this can be equal. Who's who you man above? A brain, then that who you work for, him, God never cheat you. Kela, God will never cheat you. God will never underpay you. If God is supposed to pay you 12,000, he will pay you 12,000. If God is supposed to pay you $10,000, he will pay you $10,000. God is not a Ghanaian. It's not a Ghanaian. There are people who are any man in Ghana, but they want to quote. Like, I was talking to somebody. And this guy, when he was in Ghana, I was earning more than he was earning. I spoke to him last week. Then he said, I came to US within 3 months. He said, within three months, he has sent over 30,000 Ghana CDs to Ghana. Let me see. He should say the thing again. For somebody to send 30,000 to Ghana, it doesn't mean that it's you.
it's a psalm. Look, there are people who can give you 10 cedis and don't feel it. You see, before you give somebody 10 cedis, like, as the 10 cedis is going, it's not a problem to me. So, onono baby, I want 30,000 acquire, and yes, man, like, that's why when people get small chance, they want to go. But I said this year that as you work for God, God will pay you well. I said, God will pay you well. I said, Shelly, God will pay you well, well. Yeah. God will pay you. Only few people have been paid well in Ghana here. Hey, sometimes, teacher, you go and shout, and then when you are doing teacher, how much were they paying you? Can't say how much were they paying you? Am I going to do teaching job? See, how much were they paying you? 450. But if I say stop the 450 and come and sweep my room every month, I'll give you 600. You think it's not a job? 450. Class 10? which class? Basic 2. You teach all the subjects. Basic 2, you teach all the science, our world, our people, RME, history, French, you teach. Class 2. 3, you teach 3. 450. 450. 450 Ghana cedis. Do you know 450? Do you know 450? This Christmas, I sent my family to some place. To some sort be in Adan. As we're dead, the amount we paid, I was telling my wife that this amount we paid, this is somebody's salary for the whole year. The whole year that we went to use to be there one week. 1 week just to pay and eat, swim and things and come home. That is somebody paid that he has not touched for the whole year. Or the Abobo Sosa. We there, we have used 1 week to use it to go and swim. That's how life is. That's how life is. We swim. See, come and see. My children were eating. I said, somebody 1 year salary. I'm going to say. Send me a king one more drink. They were drinking. I'm saying, Jack, no. Jack arriving. Listen. God will not underpay you. If God wants to pay, God will pay you. That's why sometimes we say, it's not an insult. He will pay you. God will pay you. So be content. Okay, be content as you are working. Be happy knowing that, I tomorrow morning, I check my balance. Right? If I check my balance tomorrow morning, something will come. I'm expecting. I'm expecting pay. I said that from January, I didn't go to work. No problem. I didn't go. I'll go to work in February. Even February, they'll pay me February before I'll go to work. They'll pay me February salary before I'll go to work in February. But still, I'm happy. As I was working for them, I was working happily. As they are going to pay me, they must pay me happily. They shouldn't call me and tell me that the country doesn't have money. I don't want to hear those nonsense. But when I was working for them, I didn't tell them that the country didn't have money. They have to pay me well. Working with happiness. Yeah. Next one. Wisdom will make you work better. Wisdom will make you work better. Look, this church, if we want to do well in this church, we need brains. Brain. Yeah. We need people with brains. That when we come for meetings and you are sitting down as if you are a chimpanzee, you are not saying anything, it worries me. We need brains. The way you are able to do the TikTok video, you should be able to do the same thing for us, and let's put it on Facebook. Then when we ask, you say, hey, it's my friend, who did it? Go and call that your friend to teach you to come and do it. Or you understand what I'm trying to say? Wisdom will make you work better. Wisdom, it will make you work better. And look, I'm saying that anybody with brains, sometimes you don't need a lot of strength. I have a neighbor by my house. The first day I fix AC, the AC, it gives sickness.
I said, and he said, yes. He said that he read it in the news that they said some people slept in AC and they died. I said, sir, he said, when I went to work and I was coming, I bought another AC. Now I want to die. Bought another AC. I came to fix it in my hall. Then he saw that I didn't pay attention to him. Then I bought a washing machine. Then his wife came to tell my wife that, washing machine, like it's a waste of money. Meanwhile, this woman, she can bring her things that she's washing. She can use the whole day to wash. Wisdom. As she's using the whole day to wash, somebody to has packed all the thing, has pushed it into washing machine, add water, and then press something, then he's doing something else. Wisdom. I'm saying that wisdom will make you work better. So when he said AC gives sickness, and I said, but you use fan. You use fan. Why don't you sleep there? Ask your wife to be fanning you with papa to get fresh air so that you can sleep. It will make you work better. I'm telling you. Let us, when we go for meeting, we are talking. Talk. Say something. Bring an idea. When we are in shepherd's meeting, we are talking. Talk something. No, we do this. Or I've seen that. So these people, I went to this when they've done this thing. This night, when we also do it here to help us. Bring, talk some. But turn out to say, Busumbia, we are about to worship you. Ecclesiastes 9:13. This is wisdom I have seen also under the sun, and it seemed great unto me. This is wisdom. Every job can be made easier and faster through wisdom. Every job will be right now. There's mechanized farming. Everything is. God bless Dr. Baumia. Everything is digital. Who better watch you cry digital? Be your digital. Ha! Since I stopped going to the bank, digital. I can deposit money, I can withdraw money. Just my phone. Digital. I know, car, truck, I will be paying digital. 20, for everything, we are going digital. 50 cities, what the digital? Two top yota crowd, what the digital? Hey, Dr. Baumia, God bless him. God bless him. Yeah. Wisdom. Listen. That's why King Solomon wrote and said that wisdom is the principal thing. In all you're getting, get wisdom. Get understanding. Wisdom. It will make your work easier. A lot of people don't apply wisdom, man. They work hard. Just say, when they come and they are bathing, you can see that the guy is tired. Sleep because he's tired. Because the person is not using the brain at all. And you see, because you are not using the brain, they have to give you somebody we call a supervisor. A supervisor. And the supervisor is supposed to make you work. That's the role of a supervisor. And the supervisor is paid more than you, the one that you are doing the work. How many of you have seen people constructing road before? If you see this, there's some white man. There's something, you come and look inside. They do like this. When you finish, they see the black people, they will dig. That man is a supervisor. Well, as he's doing that thing, the pickup he brought is still, the engine is on. AC, fully nyanya. Driver is waiting to drive him. They can't do, no, move it to the side. Oh, yeah, straight. Okay, you guys can dig. When they say guys can dig, you see Kwame Bibini has removed his shirt and tie his head. Yeah. Then he's chewing Gary. He has brought some gobe and he's digging. He will dig, the man who can say, it's not deep enough. Go 1 foot more deep. Come on, deep. You can make it. Dig. Then you move to another place. Go and check them. Come here. That guy
sir, he's being paid more than the one digging. So that when I see them digging, I just love it. They'll remove their shirt and tie the head. They have these tattered jeans. Oh, wala. Akwebe digging. Digging, digging. You see them quarreling, talking, insulting themselves. Broni, onio. Oba. Or the fidia ibe siyo. It's not straight. Digging this way. This way. Oko. Yeah. Wisdom. And the last one. Last one. Working in twos. Twos. Two. Working in twos is always more fruitful. Yeah. Because you see, if working alone, do you know that the exams you write, if they put the exams question there and they say that all of you should do this card, answer the questions, you get 100%. I'm a lecturer, I understand what I'm saying. Sometimes when you give exams, and when people write exams, question two that somebody had wrong, somebody had it correct. And the one who had question two correct, he had question five wrong. And that person who had the question two wrong had question five correct. When we say all of you should do group work, you get answers correct. That's why exams, we say do independent work, because we know that you won't pass. Independent work. So working in twos. But in Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9, he said that two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. A good reward. In this year, we are going to work two. Two of you go to a school. If you are alone, you go alone. It won't be easy. If you go, the people do, you say, oh, when I went, they said, don't go, I shouldn't come here again. But when you are two, nobody can easily empower you. Yeah. Two are better than one because they have a good reward. Two. Yeah. Do you think that if you alone, a girl, you are passing, Annette, if you are passing alone and I stand here, call you, sister, you come. Say, the man is come to rap me. He's come to tell me he loves me. But if you see two men, they call you, please come for Christ. You suddenly wait. Because there's no way to come and rap you. But if one person, the man has good intention. He wants to pull souls for God. Sister, I want to talk to you about Christ. Maybe you want to talk to me about Christ. For Jimmy Freeman, so-called. You want to talk to me about Christ. But when you are two, there's no way two boys will be chasing one girl. Two friends chasing one girl. I mean, it may happen, but it's not you. It's not this thing. Do you understand? I do think that you are in power, you'll be chasing. Power will help you to be chasing your girl. It all doesn't happen. Power cry doesn't like your girl. Or... Now, Pao girl or him fan? You know the girl, eh? Pastor Sunday, you have to bring the girl. Girls, pa, for my brother to come and greet me, eh? I have to see them. They have to greet me. If there's a problem, me, it's me, no, I'll follow you. Engagement, I'll be there. Me, I'll do the engagement for you, eh? Because if you go to the U.S. Army and you come back, this year's army, if you go, I'll be here with them. Or you leave them and go and marry America girl. No, think about it. So as you are going, men are measure musu. I say you too bad. I know I be far again. Anna, so bring Swelling Sunday. Bring them so that I will see them. So I will be greeting. I will be greetings from abroad. Very important. So this year is our year of work. It's our year of what? Work. It's our look. Don't sleep in the church, Kela. Don't sleep in the church. Kela, don't sleep in the church. Michaela Nanaya Jackson, don't sleep in. Everybody must do something. Do something before you die. Do something. Do something. Yima, you have overdressed. Shrepe. Material, we unja wahi. Bra, 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 bra. Na share material. Bra, say. Well, the rich man that Jesus was talking, rich man and Lazarus. This is the rich man has been wearing. It's building. Yeah, you say you are building. Look at the material. Look at kaftan. Eh? Cufflinks and things. Look at the shoe you are wearing. Executive shoe. You know, if you come for retreat, you say your father say bring the key, you go, you come again. Friday night. That's what you told. Friday night, we're here praying. You say your father say bring the key. You later you texted him that your father say you don't come again. That the pastor could bring your bank. You send it back to him. You say you pay. Look at the material you are wearing. This year we are here to work.
I'm telling this year, t-shirt, you wear t-shirt, you know, you get some jeans, jacket, put for top, you come. If like Sunday, don't bath, you there, come, come. We are not interested in your bathing, come. You are coming to work. When you finish work, you go and bath. And I have not bath, and I don't have shirt to wear. This year, t-shirt in Kutin, t-shirt. A woman, then we do executive once. Executive once. We do executive. The day we do executive, I'll let you know that day we are doing executive. Jeans, sinqua. The jeans, you must get 3 jeans. 1 black, 1 blue, and 1 another color. And you rotate it. You don't have to wash it. You just rotate it. Go and hang it. Another one. Go and like that. T-shirt. After the t-shirt, they're the same t-shirt. We work for the Lord. Like that. Yeah. You polish yourself. Look at your hair. Look at how your hair has become like 5 meters. 100 meters hair. Sweeping the floor. Hey, 2 centimeters. 2 centimeters. Look at mommy. Yeah, 2 centimeters. This is the one we are looking for. Look like careless. This is how you pay how much? 350. When we close, we go to the woman, go and collect the money. She has cheated you. I don't mind. So this, if you do it in my area like this, if you do a 20 cities, you can't do it in my. The poor have collected your money. 250. Okay, that they've worried you. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. So this year is our year of work. This year. Bible said that and God rested after working for 6 days. He rested. Yeah. So we are also going to before. Hey, Kela, you have iPad. And this year, the work will be nice. So this year, we are using technology. You don't have technology. No. The work, it won't be easy for you. So everybody should get phone. Yeah, where is your phone? You don't have phone. Go and get some. You don't have iPad. You don't have any uncle America that you can tell them that if they are coming, they should give you this. Look, America phone that is sport is better than Ghana. Oh no. Ghana brand new is not good. America phone is okay. No, please, if I come here, if there's some phone, maybe you are not using, bring it to me. That's what we are doing. 2024. That's what we are doing. Gadget in Kwan. Gadget. Look at my administrator. Gadget. Allah. Wallahi. Amen. And I'm sure that God will help us. Put your hands together and stand to your feet. We must work while it is day, spreading the word of God. As we walk along the way, willing to do His will, spreading the word of God till it reaches throughout the hill.
Witness to
everyone we meet. In every song we sing, we must tell them of a soon coming.
We must witness to
everyone we meet. In every song we sing, we must tell them of a soon coming. Father, we thank you. We thank you that this is our year of work. We thank you that you help us to work and work well. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Help us in all we do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Oh, I said amen. Amen. Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. And take your seat. Beautiful. Hallelujah. We want to take a powerful offering.
This has been the Unadulterated Word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.